Good morning. This is Aiden Menchaca, and I am subbing today. My normal show was, if you listen to 5 a.m. on Friday, and we will be playing some nice Indian classical jams today. So that first piece that you heard was Ravi Shankar with Shanti Mantra, which is a poem in Sanskrit from the Upanishads, set to music and sung, and that's one of my favorite pieces. Always calms me down when I listen to it. It is 6:08. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It seems like it's a nice morning. Beautiful day yesterday, so never too early to be very peaceful, and that's going to be the goal of this morning. So without further ado, we have another piece by Ravi Shankar called Friar Park.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed those last few pieces. First up, after Friar Park by Ravi Shankar, we had Ambi Subramaniam with Raga Gaula on his album Indian Violin. Recent album. I'm not particularly well acquainted with this music at all times, but this was a new album that I saw came out, and it's particularly good. So that's why I'm playing it here today. And then we had Harisprad Charusa with Raga Padi, which is the piece you just heard. And so we're going to talk about why walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save your money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So now we're going to continue on with the set. We have a piece called Adana on an album, The Raga Guide. So I hope you enjoy it, and keep it peaceful today, because that's the theme of the morning. So here it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome back. So what we just had there was Ali Puthe. It's very difficult to say some of these. And that was by E. Gayathori on the album South Indian Classical Music. And always remember, if you ever want to look at the playlists, they're always published on WMFO.org. And you can read it for yourself, how difficult it is to pronounce some of these names. And then before that, we had Ravi Shankar and Philip Glass with ragas in a minor scale, which is really one of my favorite pieces because the album on is supposed to be a fusion of Indian music and classical music by two of the foremost artists, Philip Glass and Ravi Shankar. And I think it is particularly interesting, though I think a lot of the music on it is more attuned to someone who would listen to Philip Glass as opposed to Ravi Shankar. It's still a good fusion between the two. So now we are going to have one last piece for you, and that is Ali Akbar Khan with Guru Bandana on his album Legacy. Much like how this hour began, this is a Sanskrit religious piece. Very interesting. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Welcome back. So I guess I'll be with you guys another hour today, and that's good. So we're going to change it up a little bit. Whereas the last hour we were doing a lot of Indian classical music, we're going to look at two operas of Giuseppe Verdi. We'll begin with Act One of his opera in French, Don Carlos, and then we'll also listen to Act One of Otello, his opera based on the play by Shakespeare. So I hope you stay with us, and I hope you enjoy, because you're listening to WMFO in Medford at 91.5. So some of these pieces are really